Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to our Sunday series. My name is Zozo, and I'm one of your hostess with the mostests.
And I'm Amina. Oh, God.
Yo, she rehearsed that. She literally rehearsed that for a good 5 minutes before we even, like, started recording.
Mind you, the sentence I wrote out is, "What's up, guys? It's Amina," and I don't know how it just came out of nowhere.
So, what was this? You were talking about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. What is it?
Okay, so I had forgotten about those two for a minute, but let me just say, first of all, they're crazy. Like, both of them are crazy, but I'm on Johnny's side on this end.
What's your name? For what? What happened?
So they were married, if you didn't know this.
Wait, Elon Musk's ex-girlfriend?
Yes. Yeah. So once she left Elon, the next guy she married, was she married to Elon or was she not?
Elon is a huge softie, remember? Like, he really wants, like, a real solid relationship.
Yeah. Him aside, Amber moved on to Johnny Depp, who is, like, you know, iconic hottie. And I'm like, oh my gosh, yes, get it. Not thinking that Amber was psychotic, but here we are. They got divorced. Yeah, they got divorced. All was normal until she came out saying that he had abused her and that, like, he used to hit her, all of that stuff. Everyone canceled Johnny. And Johnny's like, bro, that was her. Like, homegirls are here telling you what she was doing to me. And no one believed him. And then, like, some months or even a year or something went by, and court, like, documents started showing up with legit testimony of him, of, like, it was her abusing him the whole time. Like, she's just crazy.
Wait, who is releasing this stuff?
Like, they were in a litigation, like, they were in some sort of court litigation, where there was, like, a bunch of testimony and a bunch of evidence submitted showing, like, her craziness. There was audio, bro, of her saying, like, I'm gonna hit you with a pot. She was hitting him with pans and pots. Allegedly, let me not get sued.
Wait, who is this Amber Heard character? Like, isn't she a model? Like, what is her claim?
She's an actress, like, but she never heard of her. Exactly. She's like a, you know, she wasn't A-list until, like, she kind of used these guys to, like, as a come up, I guess. That's how, like, Johnny is describing it. And I can understand that. And, like, she literally is crazy. And the thing is, what's so ironic to me, and I don't know, let me get your thoughts on this, is that when it was before, like, evidence came out showing her craziness, when everyone turned against Johnny, like, of course, we all should believe women, because at the end of the day, like, women are very different.
You're not going into this.
No, let me just say, disclaimer, like, I'm not saying that, like, don't believe the victim and all that, but in this particular case, where there are people, although it's tiny, tiny, tiny percentage of people who make shit up, in this case, she's one of those. Like, when she did that, his career got, you know, it was like canceled, canceled, canceled 2 seconds later. When there's legit audio of her talking and threatening him, not even threatening, literally you can hear a pot being thrown. It's not even like, it's not, there's not an implication. There is evidence. Is she still here out here doing, what's it called, L'Oreal commercials, I think? And I'm sitting here, like, every time I see her face on TV, I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? That is so ridiculous. That's so disrespectful. Because at the end of the day, an abuser is an abuser. I don't care if you're a man or a woman.
And no, legit. Like,
yeah. It's fucking psychotic. And she's out here trying to, like, drain. Like, ugh. I feel so bad for him. I really do.
I mean, that goes back to that thing where, like, everyone is batshit. Like, everyone really is crazy. And that's why you should never put, like, celebs on. Not even celebs, because we are also celebs.
That's true. Big facts. Like, did you see? Let me just say the biggest thing for manifestation and, like, the idea.
That was trending?
Oh, yeah, it was trending. Not only that, though. There's, like, proof. If anyone needs proof of your life can change in a second and that there's nothing holding you back, is watching Addison Rae come from dropping out of school to being a Kardashian, okay? Like, just look at that.
Why was I thinking about... I was like, How in all of, like, God's good green earth is Addison in Courtney's home at least 3 days a week?
The funny like, part hanging out with her family. Did she, you know, did you see the video that she did with, like, her dancing and, like, a bunch of people walking around her?
Did you see the one she did with Scott?
I did see that one. But I didn't know the kids that were running around were, like, the Kardashian kids. I'm sitting here like, wait, why is everyone making a big deal? It's just randoms. And I'm like, oh, no, it's not. She's out here vacationing with them, baby girl. And you think a year before, not even a year before, she was in a goddamn class. She was in a goddamn communications class.
She posted, she posted, I barely passed you. That was, like, the one class that, like, made me lose my RH. But, like, she was, like, I don't know where she is. She's, like, by water somewhere. Like, basically, like, I'm in love with it. I just think it's bomb. Like, no idea how this even happened. Doesn't make sense.
Her best life. And I'm, like, so, it's, like, there's nothing to hate on because it's just, like, there's nothing, I mean, I feel like people do hate on all of them, like, the guys and the girls in that, like, squad.
I don't even know the guys.
No, tell me. Please tell me. I don't know them either, but, like, they do show up. But the girls, like, first of all, let me just say, Lil Huddy, you messed up. Lil Huddy, I don't know. I swear to the fact that I know who Lil Huddy is where my life has gone now. But Lil Huddy, he was dating Charlie. This is a TikTok drama. He was dating Charlie, supposedly. Like, first of all, this man, there was, like, an interview of him saying, this man, he's, like, 18. There's an interview of him saying, like, are you guys official? And he was, like, I'm just taking it as slow as humanly possible. Bitch,
what boo?
You have Addison. Not Addison. Charlie D'Amelio. Who is, like, so cute. She's so pretty. She's such a talented, like, she's great. I mean, even if she wasn't Charlie D'Amelio on TikTok, like, she's a great girl. For him to sit here, act like he's on some, like, I got options all over the place. Bitch, shut the fuck up and just say yes.
Back to the idea that these guys only have as much juice and sauce as you give them. Like,
no, yeah. Legit, he's disgusting. I mean, and apparently he cheated on her. Like, recent news is that he kissed some other girl on TikTok. Y'all. And then the funniest part of this whole thing was that, like, Charlie is, like, the most unbothered person. She's just there, like, in her house doing her videos. And the rest of the goons in that squad. So there's, like, something called the Sway House, which is, like, the guys. So he's, wait, no. There's a Sway House, and then there's Hype House. Hype House was where, like, Charlie was in, and Addison.
Mind you, there's no representation in these said houses.
Of course. Oh, there's one. I think there's one black girl. There is one. Yeah, when I tell you, Sway House. What the guy from Sway House is, like, dating Addison too, right? There's one guy from
Maryland.
Sway. Yes, the one from Maryland, repping Maryland. Yes, my guy. Yes, don't know his name. But his side of the house was like, "Oh hell no, old Huddy, you can't be doing that."
Cool.
So they really went to, like, they went to fight, bro, to the Hype House. And there's, like, legit video of this mess. The guy is, like, streaming it. The one guy who's from the Sway House is, like, streaming the whole interaction with the Hype House. Why am I in this drama? I don't know.
My face right now.
But, like, then, legit. Funniest part is that there's, like, fake paparazzi, too, involved in all of this. Paparazzi come through following these little kids to their houses, these little sway and Hype Houses, and he's there like, what's up, and the guy, my crew, is streaming it on the phone. He's, like, streaming live to, like, I don't know how many fucking thousand followers he has, and he's complaining about the paparazzi, he's almost in privacy. Bitch, what are you talking about?
No, but so many people pay for paparazzi. I forget who else, but, like, so many people, like, pay to have paparazzi, like, okay. Like, it's like a service that you can hire. Like,
I think
believe.
You know when it's a fake paparazzi situation when the photo is, like, posed, you know, like, when there's photo of you in a tabloid where you are looking like you knew there was a camera, it's fake. Like, if you're there looking a hot mess and you're going good coffee, then okay, like, someone caught you in the, you know, someone caught you without knowing. But it's just, it was like, it takes me back to, what was that girl's name? Shawn Mendes' girl. Camila Cabello. Let's not even say
Shawn Mendes' girl. Camila
is such a talented person. Yeah, I'm not even going to say that. Camila is such an incredible singer. She has some interesting things coming out about her, but like still, I mean, her talent, I can't take that away. No one can take her talent away.
I can't take that away. I've tried.
Remember when they remember when they first started dating and it was like paparazzi everywhere and they were like super doing the most? It's like, come on, y'all.
Oh, yeah. But, like, I saw a recent one where they were, like, walking around the neighborhood looking busted. But, like, that was, I feel like they called off the paparazzi at a certain point, maybe a few months ago. And now it's just, like, if they really get caught, like, that's how you know that before it was staged.
Exactly,
now
it's, yeah. Like, if it's, like, if you're looking a hot mess, it wasn't staged.
You know what else wasn't staged? The whole Megan and Tory Lanez thing.
Oh, my God.
Like, I still don't get that. I don't understand, like, who was in the car. So, guys, basically, Tory Lanez is, like, a rapper who was doing the quarantine radio on IG. Like, quarantine radio. And he's also the guy who sings, what's his song? What's his, like, one claim to fame?
Is it Don't? No, that's Bryson Tiller.
I really was about to say it. It's like, you don't have to do more when you
sing. He's on Wild Thoughts, right? Wow,
I don't know.
I swear that's him. It has to be Tory Lanez. He's Canadian. Let's just say that.
Yeah, he's Canadian and apparently super short. Like, I saw this video. I think he's barely clearing 5 feet. But, like, he was in the car with, like, okay, first it came out that he got arrested because he had guns in the car. And then it came out that, like, she was also in the car and, like, got shot in the foot or something. Like, what?
Like,
what?
No, multiple fucking shots, bro. I'm sitting here like, how are celebrities in this situation? How are y'all with guns? Oh, God.
Where were they?
Miami, I think. And it's just like, what is going on? Even if there were guns, let's say all rappers have guns. Let's just make that conclusion, right? What happens for you to pick up that gun and shoot it at Meg Thee Stallion, who I don't think was doing anything to provoke, like, a gunshot, bro? It's a gunshot. It's like, I don't know if we've been, like, desensitized about guns and stuff, but yes. If I had a gun near me, I would have already fainted. If there was a person aiming a gun at me, it would be endgame. And for her to, like, survive that and, like, come out here and, like, there's people, like, coming at her on, oh, I hate social media, oh, my God. There's people coming at her saying, like, just kind of putting her, like, victim blaming, I guess. And I'm just like, what are you doing? Were you in that situation? If someone was shooting at you, I can't believe how traumatic that is. Like, I cannot believe it, you know? And no, she doesn't deserve, like, anything. She does. She's the least problematic person, goddamn. She doesn't do anything. She releases bops and that's it.
She releases bops and that's it. No facts. And she, like, apparently she just, like, doesn't have good people around her and, like, all of this stuff and, like, how her family is basically, like, nowhere to be seen, heard. A lot of them passed away.
Well, her mother passed away, right? Yeah.
So did her grandmother. Like, it's crazy. And, like, yo, you guys, last year, okay, we would have fresh travel stories for you, but...
yeah, with quarantine. Like,
last year, we really went through a traumatic event ourselves that I can't even imagine. Like,
and that wasn't even... Tell that was story? Jokes compared to someone having a gun out, bro. And we were traumatized.
No, traumatized. Okay, I would just run it. You jump in when you need to jump in. And there we were.
Yeah, go on.
Like, this story has never been told in public. Sasha's gonna die. So basically, there we were, you know, Milano, chilling. We're doing our thing. Photo shoots on lock. And we're like, you know, where do biddies like us go out at night in Milano? And then we're like, ooh, Just Cavalli.
Like, I think getting to Just Cavalli itself was a disaster.
Pull up to Just Cavalli. Can't really get in. I don't know how. I don't know what happens where we drop the guys that we were with. Like, they had to go. They couldn't come into the car.
No, for real.
So, we make it and we're like, secured it.
We were fucking pressed to get into Just Cavalli.
Like, we skipped everyone in line, skipped every possible like hurdle, got in, and then we're like, cool, Jessica Valli, yes, 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 we're in the VIP. And sis was like, dance in front of VIP so that we get in. And then we're like, bet, okay, let's do this. And then, yeah, Jessica Valli, whatever, the club closes.
Yeah, they don't close out. First of all, can we please remind everyone that they played the Star Spangled Banner 3 times in the club, bro. I'm like, huh?
Club closes. I don't know. We really had dreams. We had swiped them Visa's dreams. If you just don't know what those are. That's when you meet very eligible men who are going to swipe them Visas and sponsor your lifestyle. So then that kind of didn't happen. They were like, you know, these guys look kind of promising. Not really. More like they were hanging on.
I was not there. I was really in the, I was in the dark. I wasn't even sussing out the situation because I was like preoccupied with another idiot. So these two are out here like
these two as in Sasha and Emrata, another friend.
So them two, they're doing like I don't know what they're doing. They're talking to this guy who, from my looks, looks homeless. But you know, I wasn't there to like tell them this.
He really didn't give me homeless vibes though. That's the thing. Like I just thought he was like scruffy.
Ooh, scruffy. But let me just say that we ended up in a cab. It was like her, the guy, me, and our other friend. So we're in the situation. I'm just sitting in there like it's 5 a.m., 6 a.m. It's daylight. What could go wrong is my
end. I don't know why we didn't just take an Uber instead of like we basically had the feeling that these guys were gonna fit. I don't know what. Literally no one was thinking.
Well, you know, those moments were like it not a person was thinking. Because it was just him and us. So I'm thinking, like, what could go wrong, right? Of course. Of course. We're, like, driving to our place. There's another car with his goons in. Like, there was another taxi following our taxi because, like, they all couldn't fit into one. I'm thinking, like, sir, what's going on here?
So meanwhile, this guy, like, in the back seat is, like, okay, with our friend. No. Sasha was in the front seat.
Yeah, he's in the back with me. He's talking to me, trying to spit game, talking about some I own some restaurants here and there. And I'm like, okay, sir. Sure.
That's
you're sure right you do.
No, I remember the driver was like giving him like the side eye through the rear view. And I'm like, this doesn't feel right to me. Like the vibes are definitely not then, it right now.
And then Sasha really tried to get us killed, bro, because in the middle of a road of a city we do not live in a country we are not from.
Speak Italian.
At 6 a.m. meaning nothing is open.
Morning.
Like, let's stop here. Because in her head, she's helping us out, you know, in her head, if we stop somewhere where like they can't see where we live. I'm sitting here like, sir, if we stop here, that means all of them come out and us in the middle of a road where we don't even know where we are? No,
because we were trying to, like, I don't know who, it clicked for Sasha first that this was, like, a really bad situation. She was like, if we get out of the car now.
It already clicked for me. I was trying to come up with ideas in my head. Her idea just made no fucking sense. I was like, no. We're not leaving. So then we get to our, like, street. I'm thinking, okay, we have to be, like, a block away from where we actually are. That. Because if we're in the place where we are, hell no. Considering the Airbnb had, like, these insane locks in the top, in the front. Like, there was, like, a door where it took us every single day 5 minutes to get through the door. So imagine if you're being chased. Let's say, hypothetically, if I'm being chased somewhere, I'm not going to that door.
It wasn't so hypothetical.
So I was like, hell no, we're going to go a block away. I know there's, like, a cafe or, like, a bakery. It should be open. I'm just praying to God it's open. We get there. Of course, it's not fucking open.
No, the taxi driver literally pulls up. He's like, you mean here? And we're like, yeah. And Sasha, I will never forget this moment. She, like, turns back. She's like, run. And I'm like, what the fuck? What do you mean, run?
When I tell you, I got up. We all got out of the cab. And then we see the second cab stopping. And then we see 4 guys coming out of that cab. I'm thinking, I thought I was the only one person there. Oh, no. That was my heart. My heart was like, okay. Okay, now let's reconfigure this plan. And Sasha starts running our girl.
This is an athlete, basically. This girl started sprinting, and I'm like, girl, I have not, like, been working
so
out.
She starts sprinting, too, to follow. I'm sitting here like, this top is about to come off if I start running. I can't do it. Oh, my God.
So, ooh,
and
so
I'm like, there's no way we can outrun five different guys. Five grown-ass men are not, we're not outrunning anyone. So I'm like, okay, let's get into the cafe.
No, because here's the thing. We didn't realize that these guys also got into, like, the car to follow. So, like, then we're like, oh, wait a second. They think, like, this is very dangerous for us because, like, we can't, like, they, I don't know what they're thinking. They're
driver's dumbass was like, Mr. Helpful. He's like, run. I think he wants to run. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Like, we were really bamboozled. So, like, we get out of the cab, everyone's, like, sprinting down the street to the bakery, and then we, like, these guys are, like, screaming, like, girls, you have to pay for your cab, you have to pay for your cab, and we're like, that's the point, we're not supposed to pay for the cab.
Oh, yeah, and yeah, like, see, yeah, the issue happened because they thought they were coming into the, like, our Airbnb with us. I was not, I was, we were on a different reality than them. Okay? We were not in the same page whatsoever. Plus, I don't even think we had the cash on us. I think I had some cash on me. Oh, yeah. I mean, the story gets worse. So we end up at the old bakery, which was, like, right across from our Airbnb, thinking these people are going to save us. Bruh. They sat there.
They're like, are you going to buy something?
They sat there with the least helpful. The least helpful smirk on their eyes, like they were just there, like observing the situation. Where these goons come up and they're now like yelling at us. The one guy, the others are like, they don't even care, to be honest. They're like kind of detached. The one person who was in the car with me talking about his restaurants comes in and says, y'all, in his little accent, he's out here talking about how we need to pay him back, la di da, Sasha. Sasha's like, no, we're not doing that. And he's, I don't know, he's threatening this, that, and the third. For one moment, I have my phone on my lap. This man takes my phone.
I knew it. Okay, guys, so this is from my perspective, what the fuck went on. So, like, there we are. We're, like, in the, we're in the cafe. I bought a baked good because I was like, oh, I feel low-key bad. And I was, like, anxious. So, like, we're sitting there. And we're all sitting there, like, at the table. The taxi driver, a few minutes, comes in, like, lazily behind. And he, like, buys breakfast while all of this is going on. And, like, that guy, the one guy who really cared, comes through. And he's like, girls, you have to pay, blah, 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 blah. You have to pay. That, like, I need my money back. So I guess he paid the taxi driver because the taxi driver was like, let me get some breakfast with some of this and bread, right? And so, like, I'm, like, covering my bag because I'm like, this could get really bad. Like, not my bag, please. And this girl, like, the bag was, like, straight up on the table. I was like, girl, like, you really, that needs to, like, be away. Like, this is just, like, open season. And he snatches that ish. Like, he, like, takes it and, like, snatches it. And Sasha's just like, I know, I did not just witness this. Like,
Sasha's like, on my back. She goes out ready to swing.
She's like, no. Like, Sasha's, like, 6 foot. How tall is she?
She's 6'2".
Dude, homegirl is way taller than this guy. She's like, no. Like, we're getting the bag back. And you're, like, shaking. And, like, everyone's, like, ignoring me.
I don't even care about the goddamn bag. It's the fact that my phone has, like, those, like, slots in the back with all my cards, with all my, like, everything in it. I'm like, I don't care if you take the phone. I can't have the rest being taken. I'm like, bro.
And
I'm
so just, they're out there, like, literally going back and forth with these guys. Okay, like, literally, I'm standing at the edge of the bakery looking out because I'm scared as all what. Like,
Miss Useless over here sitting as if she's, like, recording this for, like, what is that thing called?
World Star.
As if she's recording for World Star.
I was so scared.
And her and I are out here about to really throw hands with grown ass men. I'm like, oh my god. The driver is useless. He's just standing there. There was like a van. I remember there was a van that came up.
Oh yeah, and they were like, is everything okay?
They are useless as well. And I'm like, no, sir, it's not okay. Call the goddamn police. And they're just like, huh? They just look away. They look away and and they leave. I'm like, are you kidding? Are you actually
mind
kidding?
You, we are like what, like 5 meters from our apartment door? Like 5 meters. Like this is all happening across the street. Long story short, homegirl gets all of her
snatches it back. I'm sitting there like, sir, I have like maybe 20-30 euros on me. I'm going to give it to you.
No, but that was actually smart of you that you like don't carry a lot of like bills with you.
Yeah. I was like, take whatever. I just need my phone back and my life intact. That's all I need here. And I remember the other friends of his were like reasonable minded. They were like, just let this go. They were like, no, 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 no. It's all good. Like, let's leave. Let's leave. Like, he was ready to fucking fight. Two 20-year-olds. He was ready to fight. And I'm like, sir, what happened to the restaurant? Are you this short in cash?
I mean, you said he looked homeless. I thought it was just like aesthetic. I was like, I don't know. But like, long story short, we end up like, Italy is useless. That bakery is useless. No. We never went back.
No. If you're in danger in Italy, baby girl, I now understand why 365 days happened. If you're in an alley, you could easily get snatched up and no one's going to give a shit.
But like, flash forward to, yeah, so that was like 6 a.m. So he slept all day and then woke up at night.
We were traumatized.
Like, the trauma in the apartment in every room was heavy. Like, we didn't even like leave to like get food until it was like unbearable to not eat. And then we're walking and like this guy like tries to holler or say something and everyone's just like, oh,
no, I was like, don't touch me. It was jumpiness. I was like, I don't understand exactly where PTSD comes from. Because this ain't it. And I can understand. So, like, in our case, it was, like, almost comedic. Like, we laugh about it to this day. Like, it almost was.
It wasn't funny, though.
It's not funny at all. It could have turned deadly. I mean, it could have turned, like, so bad, so easily. God bless. But it's, like, turn that and then bring a gun into the equation. I would have dipped. We were like, let's call American Airlines that day. We were literally calling American Airlines.
Trying to get our asses
back to America.
Like, first flight into JFK tomorrow, please. Like, we need this. Like, I don't think you understand. But I can't even imagine how much, like, that was like such a weird feeling in space compared to like what Megan went through, like, and the internet on top of that. I would scream.
Like your supposed friend be the one with the gun. Are you fucking kidding me? It's just for Tory Lanez. What are you doing, Tory Lanez? What are you? I just don't even like. Can you think of a scenario where where the guy pulls out a gun on you while you were in the car?
Who said that he pulled out the gun?
Well, the thing is, well, this is Ogun, allegedly, is that the only guns that were found were his.
So, like, it could be that they were just in the car with guns in it, and things went south somehow in the backseat.
I mean, someone shot the goddamn gun. Like, someone shot the gun several times. I don't know who shot it, technically speaking, but, like, it doesn't just shoot itself. And it's like, and a lot of rappers like do get shot or like get like in those kinds of situations, so it's like I can understand that it's not that far-fetched, but I've never seen, like, it's Meg, come on, like, she's such a wholesome, I mean, she raps about a lot of different things, but she's such a wholesome little kid. Like, she's a kid, she's our age.
No, legit. And like, speaking of like shooting shots, you know, did you read the article of Quavo and Saweetie?
Oh my god, Quavius. Yo, for Quavius. Some reason, I still can't get over that his name is Quavius.
So, like, I'm a Saweetie stan. I even saw a video of her, like, yesterday of her, like, at USC. Like, one guy was doing one of those, like, walk-arounds, like, ask students things, and she was, like, literally the same exact attitude and everything. Like, keep the energy up. But, like, apparently he slid into her DMs and he was like, ooh, do you need an icy boy? And she was like, I don't know. Depends.
No, something about a glacier. Like, she was like, I think you need a glacier.
And now they're here. But, like, I don't know, bro. I just think they're great. They're cute. They're adorable.
They're cute.
But, like,
and people, they were saying how, like, that line got her. And I'm like, sir, it got her because she wanted homeboy. Which, I don't know why.
I don't understand the attraction to the Migos, period. I think
I don't get it. I don't, I for members who don't understand it, but if you are attracted to someone, like, they can
but
say
she
hi.
Used to like, she wrote songs about Michael B. Jordan. Like, she used to like, I don't know, hook up with him or something.
Really?
Yeah. Like,
so she went from Michael B. Jordan to Quavius. That's interesting. Fascinating stuff.
I mean, it's cute. I think it's adorbs. I think they're like, maybe they understand each other. Like, you can say Cardi and Offset understand each other. Like,
oh,
a lot.
Yeah. No, he was saying like, how, like, she made him more of a man, that she taught him how to be a man. I'm sitting here like, aren't you like 30? Like, what?
Girl, age don't mean nothing.
What crack are you smoking for this to be attractive to you? And he said this is like attractive and cute for him to say, like, she made me a better man. Nope, get out of here. Get out of here. I am not dealing with someone to make him a better man. Or like to teach him how to be a man. Are you kidding?
I feel like there's a difference between teaching someone how to be a man or like be a woman and like just making them a better man or a better woman.
Yeah, I will say, okay. Of course, like we can all, both of us making each other better is one thing I aspire to, okay? But how you worded it was like as if she was like the one on be all, like, if it wasn't for her, he would still be like, you know, a dog, I guess.
In the streets.
And I'm sitting here like, are you kidding me? No, because the thing is, I feel like that's just all words, to be honest. Like, Future would say, I feel like Future is the type to be saying the same thing.
Future is a hot mess and he embraces it.
I love Future's energy. It's like, he owns up to it. He really does. Like, he has coined a lot of good terms. He has coined.
The streets.
What was it? What did he say the one time that was like iconic?
I'm good love, enjoy. I remember the first time someone ever told me that, I was like, what? How rude is this? Like, what is, I didn't know it was like from Future. I was like, this is probably the rudest thing I've ever read in my life. Like, why would someone say I'm good love, enjoy? Like, what do you mean?
He's iconic. Like, I can't get mad at him. But he has like 8 kids. Let's talk about guys that have kids. Cause it's like fun. Ooh, and all. It's cute from the outside. Like, it's cute talking about celebrities with a bunch of kids and like in hypotheticals. But would you date a guy with a kid?
Ooh, okay. So would you date a guy with a kid?
Like,
Okay, here's the thing. Let's do 2 types of guys. Let's do guy A and guy B, and then you tell me which one you like better.
Okay.
So guy A is really ready to swipe them visas. We're talking like, let's just say it's Michael Moreno. Like, let's just say it's okay. Him because he has 2 kids, actually, and he is divorced. Avails. So he's, what, like 29? Cool. He's ready to swipe them visas. Y'all are on the same sort of track professionally. Yeah, he's just hot. Love it. I swear that man is not Italian. He looks way too Middle Eastern fine to be like just Italian. Do you know what I mean?
No, but I feel like he's, oh my god, I saw this thing on TikTok that was like everyone's out here like simping over Michelle Ferrone when every like kiosk guy at Dubai Mall looks like him. I was like, that's gonna be bad. True. But honestly, it's kind of true.
Okay, but like, so we have that guy, and then we have like, let's just say he's like a little older, so maybe like 7 years older than you, 6 years older than you, something like that. So instead of 29, he's like 36, so like more than that older than you.
Yeah.
And he has like really like solid stable children, like, I mean, like a brood of children, like not young kids, like maybe one is in 4th grade, 2nd grade, middle school. I don't want to bring up money into this, so let's just say they both swipe visas. They're both very capable and very willing to swipe visas. Which one would you go for and why? Knowing that Michael's kids are like younger. And then we have like a third guy who's like on the way to swiping the visas. Okay, I don't want that to be the variable that like alters the decision.
Yeah,
so, like,
they're all choices of swiping visas. 2 of them have kids, exactly. And 1 of them has no kids.
And he's like super hot and like kind of like Quavius, but like not.
Of course, default, I would say with the no kids, because it's just like kids will in any shape or form add another dynamic to a relationship, which it's like, and it's a dynamic that you can't really control. You can't control a lot of things, but like kids, it's like there are so many things that come with kids. 1, the parent, the other parent. to the kids themselves. Are they going to hate you? Are they going to like you? Like, are you getting along with them? I mean, it's a toll. It's a responsibility. At this age, like at 23, absolutely not. I'm not doing it. Not because, oh, okay, here you go. I'm not doing it if I knew they had hit kids. In this case, okay, let me just say this. If he had kids, I didn't know he had kids, and I met him, and I, like, whatever, we clicked, and I'm like, yes, he's the one, and he ends up having kids. Of course, I'm going to have to change that theory. I'm going to go.
Okay, let's say that, like, this theory occurs, right, and this guy keeps the kids hidden for 3 months. I would be a bit betrayed. Like, I would, like, cast that on his character and be like, why'd you hide your kids from me?
Legitimately concerning. But
so, can guys with kids win? Like, what's the only way to win? I feel like the only way to win is to, like, outright, like, you got to tell me, like, in the first jump, like, hey, I got kids.
Like, and it's like, it's kind of cute at the same time. I'm talking out of just hypothetical situations, but if I saw a guy with kids and they were, like, really cute and, like, they were loving, like, you know, when a guy is, like, very cute with the kids, like, it's attractive. So if it was in that case, it might even draw him. It might even make him, like, more attractive. Who fucking knows? But practically speaking, don't do it.
But I feel like if it was Michael Moreno, like, I would just have, I'm not against it just because I kind of respect that, like, young dad vibe, but, like, that also comes with a lot, so, like, I don't know, I just don't want that, maybe.
Yeah, and then it's like, you have to think about, like, let's say you have your own kids with the person, like, are you gonna love the same your own kids the same as, like, the stepkids? I don't know, it's just, it's so many things that it's like, why? It's already complicated enough. Why am I adding more complications to it? Is my reasoning.
Exactly. So, like, I'm just putting it out there that that's not what I want. If anything is listening, like, I don't want that. I just want, like, like, give me a problematic person over this kind of situation.
Please. And to all you Michelle Marone simps out there, go to Dubai. Whoa, get you one with no kids.
No, I feel like we need to go to Dubai as soon as the city opens up. Let's just go to, like, see what's up, see what's going on. Because
I love my Arab men. Like, they are, wow, they're beautiful. They're just gorgeous. I think it's because their features are, like, so deep and bold and just, like, there. Like, you know, you can tell someone is Middle Eastern.
Speaking of gorgeous Arab Middle Eastern men, you know, really my little boo thing, my little thing on the side, my little thing, you know, baldy.
I was gonna say, in what world is he Middle Eastern?
my little thing on the side. We really not talking right now, guys, just in case you weren't in my life the other day. But, like, I really just felt the urge to call him. So then, obviously, what do? I call my homegirl Amina, and I'm like, girl, should I call him? She's like, absolutely not. And I just think that if you're feeling the urge to call somebody, like, evaluate it first, because they might be trying to manifest you, but it just might also be not it. Like, I don't know, bro.
So you didn't call him?
No, I didn't call him at all. But, like, okay. I went on live and then I talked instead. But, like, I just feel like I feel like it's good to give people time to not miss you, but to, like, do their own thing, kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
if you're rushing it.
Yeah, what there's, like, a saying. I swear I have sayings in every one of these episodes where I mess up the entire saying and just come up with my own. What was it? It's like, if you miss the memory and not the person, you don't fucking like the person. I can assure you that. It's like, I've always been in these situations where I have, like, a longing for the person. Or I in my head, I'm under the impression that I'm missing them, or, like, I really like them, and I'm like, oh, no. What I'm actually missing is, like, the interactions we had in those specific moments and how I was feeling, which I could replace him with any other, well, I could replace him with a couch, and I would feel the same memory, or the same feeling. So it's like, you really have to be aware of where your feelings are actually coming from, and how, like, you have to break it down. You have to look at things and break them down into little pieces and sort them out to see what the root of it all is, because I can assure you, these little goons that you meet at school or work, first of all, don't date people at work. Let me just give you advice. If any of y'all are in the office situation, do not date people at work. It's not the move. It's not the move. It's just don't do it.
Yeah, evaluating like where it's coming from. So what happened after all of that, like, you know, like evaluation and discussion on Friday, I was just like, okay, cool. Like, I really, truly, like 100%, like really love this person. So I just, like, I can let them do them and like let them have whatever space they think they need, because that's very nice of me. Like, me wanting to call them is kind of like not a selfish space, but like a, it's like a for me space. Like, I'm actually like missing them, not like whatever occurred. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But like, if I am missing them, I can also just like let them be them, which is like super mature on my part, or like really crazy, depending. We'll let you know in a few months how that pans out.
That made me think, like what you just said makes me think that if your intentions, like whenever you are acting in some manner, like you're behaving in some manner, if your intentions are just as pure as possible, I say do it. Like, if you're thinking about calling someone, like calling a guy or whatever, and it's just like you're just checking up on them, or like you're actually, you know, you miss them and you want, you know you want to see that they're doing well or whatever, that's fine, go ahead. If you are out there calculating some hidden motivation to see, like, to be like, oh my god, I'm gonna call him and then hopefully we get back together, that's where shit doesn't end well.
No, legit, because like even in that situation I was just like, okay, I just want to ignore everything that like occurred, just like let's just talk for a second, like as friends, and then like we don't even have to like talk about the thing, let's just like push it aside. Mm-hmm. So like exactly what Amrata or Amina is saying,
you have to be like indifferent. Like, I think you have to come to a place where you're so indifferent towards that person that any behavior is just like neutral. Whenever you're behaving in a neutral way, I'm okay with that. Like, that's my advice to everyone, is that if you're dealing with friendships, guys, whatever, like in these kinds of places where you're like, you know, they did you wrong or whatever, whatever, your behavior can't be reactive. It has to be neutral for it to be effective in any way, shape, or form. Like, there's just...
And if it's...
Yeah.
Yeah, and if it's not, like, the types of people that you'll attract to you are the same sort of energy, and then you'll be running around going, toxic, talk, girl, you toxic.
And it's like, instability attracts another instability. Like, when you're stable, you attract stable, because no stable person is naturally attracted to, like, crazy, to chaos, you know?
Speaking of your office romance, does that mean that you're chaos? Because that whole thing was super chaotic.
I mean, I think both of us were. I think that was the issue, is that both of us came at a place where we both weren't coming from a neutral area. I don't know what I was coming. I think I was like looking for some validation. He was looking for whatever.
From validation.
He was using for validation too. And I was just like, it doesn't mix well. It doesn't mix well because none of us are coming from a pure, I don't want to use the word pure because it's not like good, bad, but neutral. You just have to be neutral and all will come into you and you'll be able to accept everything that goes on when you're coming from a neutral state. But if you're coming from one end or the other end of opposites, it's just like, it's insane and it doesn't fucking work. And I've always been in this situation like that. And I'm like, why do I keep on getting into these things? And now I'm just like, I think I've realized my lesson. I honestly have. And I don't believe, knock on wood, that I will be in this situation ever again.
Wait, so what's the lesson? Because, like, guys, a little background on our good sis here. She literally, like, is very cyclical in her patterns of, like, ooh, pinpoint the obsession. Not obsession, but, like, pinpoint, like, the fixation of the moment. And just, like, yeah, 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 let me just, like, make him, like, want to want me. And then, like, she'll, like, just, like, it'll just fizzle, or, like, she'll fizzle it, or she'll just, like, forget about it.
Right.
And then that's been happening for, like, 5 years.
I think, no, legit. It's not even a joke. It's the lesson is, I think you don't have to, don't move with your ego first. Like, I think I get into these situations knowing damn well either they already are in it, they're already liking me, and I'm there to, like, just poke some buttons and get an ego boost, or it never comes from it, it is toxic. I'm like, let me go fuck their wives.
No, you've legitimately said that before.
And it's like, okay, like, if I'm doing that, why am I surprised when it's not ending up in a pleasant way? So you just have to, you can't treat others. I am really going into so many things right now. Treat others exactly how you want to be treated. I don't regret anything. Like, I'm, because I know anything coming forward is bigger and better. Like, I'm growing every single day. I'm getting more confident. I am like knowing myself more and more. And just, I'm more in tune with the world and how I fit into it, and, you know, my purpose, that there is no way in hell I'm sitting here like, oh yeah, I should have been married. Like, oh, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I'm actually glad I'm single. Are you, like, I'm so glad there's not a person taking up real estate in my life right now.
No, legit. I think I'm gonna, like, adopt that energy this week, and y'all should do the same. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. My name is Azoldo.
Thank you. And my name is Amina. Again, Amina Voice on TikTok. I know I'm, like, such shamelessly plugging, but, like, it doesn't hurt.
You got a plug. Follow us on Instagram. You can follow me at As Told by Zozo, and you'll find our Sunday series linked in my bio. And you can follow M. Rata on TikTok at Amina Voice. Okay, cool. Catch you guys next week.
Bye. Bye, guys.